Shalom, Dodi. I am Nade Bat LL Leon, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year. And I am wishing you a very favorable year, that this year, all the things that you lost in the year before or you endured, this year, the Lord will rectify it and make everything possible for you. I hope you are having a good day. And I love this scripture. Okay, it's Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, this scripture is very powerful. It is so beautiful. And I just pray that you feel how much God loves you. And that is why I want to encourage you to know that this year, all things are possible. I pray that this year brings you everything that you have asked for and you are wishing. I pray for divine favor. I pray for restoration. And I pray that the things that God has begun in you, He will finish it in Yeshua's mighty name. All the good parts, all the people have been counted. And if you are here and you can listen to this podcast, it means you're already experiencing Yah's beautiful favor. Shalom. I'm Nade Bat LL Leon. And I just want to wish you Happy New Year. And this year, I want you to know that you are valued, that you are amazing, that there is nothing that you cannot do. You can achieve anything if you put your mind to it. I want you to believe that this year you were created for something wonderful, and all the things you haven't accomplished, you will accomplish this year. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it brings you to that place for you to know that you did it. The feeling of knowing that you did something amazing. That feeling is why I am today inviting you and giving you a challenge for this new year, that you will stick with us and you will do the things that we do sometimes, that is camping. Yes, camping. When was the last time you went camping? Yes, Dodi, you heard me. I am putting a challenge for camping. You know, you can do camping in so many different ways, and this kind of camping is going to be so fun. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. Some of you have nice backyards and good weather. You can camp outside if you want. But you can camp right in the middle of your room, right in your living room, right in your bedroom. You get a tent and you set it up and you go in there. It is going to be private. You can get a two-people camp.
It doesn't matter how big or how small. Depending on the size of your room, you can get a small camp. And if you can't get a camp, make a big box and cover it with a cloth and get inside. And stay in there and meet the Lord. It's camping, you know. And when you get into this camp, you're going to just bring your mind to the fact that you are not in the environment you are in anymore. You are in a different environment. And that is when you begin to just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. And you'll be amazed. Because sometimes you just need to change the situation. For some of you, you've never camped before. Do it right in the middle of your living room. For some of you, you have nice decks. Put it on your deck. If it is cold and there is snow outside or something outside, then the living room is perfect, you see. You just take your pillows and your blankets and you put it in there. Make a little tea or some iced tea or something and take it with you in there and stay in there. Take your Bibles and read it. If you don't have a Bible, go on the Bible app and download. YouVersion is what I use. You can download it and you can start choosing whatever version you like. I like the King James Version. I also like the Messianic versions. You listen to it. You just wait upon the Lord. And sometimes you just stay in there. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. Just stay in there. For some of you, it's going to be as short as maybe just 30 minutes or 15. For some people, it's going to be a whole day. Some people, it's going to be 3 days. Some people, it's going to be for however long. It is your camping. You decide. And I want you guys to write to me and tell me about your experiences with your camping. Be creative. But be safe. Do it in a manner that will be safe. That will be wonderful. You can invite your family with you into this camping. And send me messages. Send me texts to through all the things you do. And let me know how you camped. Let me see how creative you can be. This is a challenge for you, you know, to do something you haven't done. For some of you, you've not been on a vacation for so long. This is a small way you can do your own vacation. And you are going to benefit because the Lord will come and meet you in that tent of meeting. Your own little tabernacle, tent of meeting. He will come in there. He will meet you. What is the problem? What is your issues? Come in there. You will meet quietness in there. And when you get in there, be calm and invite the Holy Spirit to come. Now, I'm going to lead you in a short prayer. When you go camping, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit. I want you to invite the Father. I want you to invite the Son. And this is how I do it. Avenu Malakenu, our Father and King, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to come and meet with you today. I thank you for my family. I thank you for myself. I thank you for the opportunity. And I invite you, Father. I invite you, Holy Spirit. I invite you, Yeshua. Please come and spend time with me and speak to me and open my eyes and let me see what you want me to see. Show me how to fellowship with you. Teach me how to seek you and know you from this moment forward. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, Dodi, I am so glad we are doing this together. My name is Nade Bat El Elyon, and my email is nadeni1@gmail.com or nadeni1@outlook.com. And my phone number that you can text me on is 402-541-6318. And this is a United States number. So if you are sending a message to this text, you know the codes that you have to use other than the codes that I have. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY, $VNKOTEY. Shalom and be blessed.